Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
That's Clan Tombela with You're the Worthy One. A very good afternoon to you. If you have just tuned in, it is, of course, Monday's edition of Spectrum, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be joining you once again this afternoon. And a big thanks to Johan Els. Johan, listen, my friend. You are the greatest. Really appreciate that. So glad to have been taking over from such a giant. And so it is, of course, a beautiful Monday. And I'm not starting this afternoon alone. Got a bit of a chat and an interview with you. For you with Erika Liebenberg. So stick around for this conversation. We're talking about important matters that we both need to take in high regard. And so let me just make sure that I am unmuted. And okay, let's do that. All right, got it. And so like I said, today we're talking about it. It's a difficult one for me, I must say. I still struggle with this. But listen, I'm not going to have this chat with you because I have Erika Liebenberg on the other side of the line. Erika, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, Luca. Thanks for having me along.
Oh, man, I must say, like I said, this is not an easy conversation we're about to have. And I think we take it a bit personally when matters are pertaining to our finances. But hey, these are conversations that must be had.
Absolutely agree. Absolutely.
Now, let's start here, Erika. What is the current state of finances for many South Africans right now?
Yeah, I think most listeners would be familiar with the fact that it's pretty grim for a lot of us. Our inaugural Money and Me survey, which we did last year, it drew about 5,500 online responses from our Just Money subscriber base. And what we found is that financial stress is extremely widespread. So if you're feeling stressed right now, you're definitely not alone. What we found was the majority of South Africans, around about 61%, find every single month financially difficult.
Sure.
And yeah, this peaks around about 35 to 44 years of age, which is not surprising because that's the sandwich generation, you know, so-called, which is people who are supporting both children and potentially parents or extended family members. And that applied to 43% of the people in us who responded to our survey that they do support four or more family members with their income. And overall, about 61% of respondents are nervous or worried about their income, particularly women, 64% of women compared to 55% of men. So the level of stress is huge. And, you know, it doesn't just affect our budgets. It also affects our sleep, our relationships, our decision making. So it's absolutely crucial that we deal with it as best we can.
You know, as we're having this chat, I'm actually thinking oftentimes we say, you're asking us to save, but we are barely surviving. Savings is another discussion altogether. Now, given that many are struggling with day-to-day expenses, Erika, already, why should they even consider the goal of emergency savings?
Yeah, and you raise such a valid point, and I think it can seem completely overwhelming, and we'll run through some tips that can make it a little simpler. But in essence, you know, all of us are going to encounter unexpected costs. It doesn't matter how well you plan, there is going to be some kind of cost, whether it's a burst visa or maybe funeral travel or an urgent school expense that you didn't cover for. They are going to pop up. They are going to happen. Maybe an urgent home maintenance issue that you weren't expecting. I mean, look at the weather we've been having. You know, we've had some unseasonal rain. So, you know, these sorts of things can take us a bit by surprise. And with a financial buffer, what a lot of people tend to do, and it's completely understandable, is they'll often turn to a loan. You know, you need the money, you need it quickly.
Yeah.
The problem is that it can lead to a long-term cycle of debt. So it's going to solve your initial problem, but it's going to create future problems. It's almost like you're kicking the can down the road and creating, you know, it's becoming a snowball effect. Whereas if you have an emergency savings fund, even if it's a small one, it can mean the difference between a temporary setback, you know, an emergency that you deal with, and a long-term financial crisis. And I think the very important thing to note is that emergency savings, it's not about being wealthy. It's not about having a year's worth of savings and I'm going to go off to Mauritius on holidays and not think about it. It's not about that. It's about reducing panic and just giving yourself options when the unexpected happens.
Okay. And how many South Africans have this emergency savings, you know, right now?
Good question. Well, what we found with our survey was that only 9% of our respondents actually managed to save the recommended 10% of their income. And 10% can sound like a huge chunk, especially if you feel like 100% is going to essential expenses. What we also found was that 42% of our respondents need to borrow money by month end just to get by. So that's not even to cover an emergency. And it's not about irresponsibility or people not being careful with their money. It's just that finances are extremely tight. And, you know, what we found is that family responsibilities are a big one. You know, we talked about the sandwich generation. We talked about people who are supporting four or more family members. Those people only have a 6% chance of saving 10% or more of their income. So that's really quite frightening.
Yeah.
And then in terms of being able to cover an emergency, let's say a 10,000 rand emergency, only 16% of our survey respondents could cover that, and 25% would need a loan. So pretty staggering figures. But I think also very important to note, you know, even a small emergency fund, even far less than the 1,000 rand that we asked about in our survey, that could significantly reduce your reliance on debt.
Now, it sounds like, you know, building up an emergency fund is really hard. Is this out of reach for most of our listeners?
You know, that's a really good question. And I think there's probably a lot of people listening now who are asking themselves exactly that question, or thinking to themselves, look, you know, in principle, this is fine. I understand that I need to do this, but it is completely out of reach. But actually, as tough as things are, we do see, for example, that there are a lot of informal savings mechanisms in place, things like stock bells and burial societies. They're hugely popular in South Africa. And it is proof that saving is actually possible. And I think some of our listeners might not even have considered that they've got money parceled away, you know, that it's a small amount that's going towards those kinds of saving schemes. And those are fabulous.
True.
And it shows us that a savings culture does already exist within the country. So, you know, quite often we'll hear that South Africans are, you know, are not great with saving. And in part, that's probably true. But, you know, that savings culture is there. It's just about adapting and formalizing it for emergencies.
Yeah. Okay, I never thought of that, actually. And you've got a very valid point there. We've proven we actually can save, but we just don't do it in a certain way. We save for everything else, which actually puzzles me, I must say, Erica. You know, I'll save for that shoe or that couch at the end, and all the other important things I left out, because, hey, it's cooler to be in a stock fell than to think what will happen. Like you're saying, if I lose somebody right now, how do I head out to the Eastern Cape?
Yeah, exactly. And in fact, you know, even if you're saving for things like shoes and couches and things that you want or need, that is still vastly preferable to having to take on a loan, especially for things like shoes and clothing. It's okay to have a store account that can help you build up a credit card, as long as you're paying off at least the minimum installments. But you don't want to be going into debt for those things, because, you know, you're really going to struggle to bounce back. But, you know, the good news is that, you know, those items aside, even if we look at our emergency savings as an item on its own, more consistent actions are key. So it's not about, you know, I'm going to suddenly need to pop 10,000 rand in my bank account, like magic, where's that going to come from? It's not about that.
Yeah.
It's actually about being consistent with what you do. And that's going to help you to absorb those unexpected expenses without turning to borrowing. And that's really what you want. If you can get yourself out of that borrowing cycle, you're off to a really, really good start. So we can look at some tips. And so starting small, that's already a big tip.
Yeah.
You know, saving a small amount every month is definitely better than putting it off until you feel like you can afford that. And, you know, it can be 50 rand, it can be 100 rand. It's just about building that savings habit initially. And, you know, that habit matters a lot more actually than the amount, especially when you're getting started. And if you think about it, let's say that you had been saving even 100 rand a month for the past 10 years. You've already got your 10,000 rand emergency savings and some. You know, so it's, but you might not have felt necessarily that 100 rand a month. So it's really about that habit. And to develop that habit, what you've actually got to do is you've got to treat your savings as a non-negotiable.
Yeah, it mustn't be something you run back and forth to.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's got to be something that's consistent, it's not negotiable. So, for example, you wouldn't say, oh, you know, I might pay my rent this month. You know, I might pay for my electricity. Those are things that you know you're going to pay them. You see them as a monthly commitment. You're not going to, there's no way you're not going to pay those.
True.
So if you look at your savings in the same way, you know, that's going to really help you to develop that habit. And a nice way of doing that is actually to set up an automatic transfer on payday. So, you know, we call this pay yourself first. So you know that payday is whatever day of the month it is. Most people, it's usually around about the 25th of the month. Set up an automatic transfer for that date. It's just going to remove that temptation for you to spend. You know, it's going to become one of those non-negotiables, and you're not going to look at it as disposable income. You're going to say, nope, okay, that 100 grand or that 500 grand, whatever it is, that's going into my emergency savings fund. I'm not going to spend that. I'm going to set up a debit order or an automatic transfer, you know, to take that immediately out of my account.
All right.
And then the other one to look at, go ahead.
No, you can go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, the big thing as well is, you know, make the most of unexpected income. So we've just been through the end of financial year, and hopefully most of the listeners got some kind of tax refund. And those are great, right? Like, the temptation is to say, fabulous, I'm going to go buy that dress that I've been looking at, or that nice MAC makeup set, or, you know. But actually, the best thing you can do is to put that into a savings account. If you've already got your emergency funds, that's fabulous, but put it into a savings account. And we can talk later about some of the ways to save that are going to be of most beneficial to you. But that's really going to help you. And watch out for those silent expenses. And I say silent because it's things like, it can feel like a small thing. You know, that coffee that you like to have, it's your little treat on your way to work, let's say, or at lunchtime. You know, maybe you like to do takeaways at the end of a week, you know, or maybe you've got a gym subscription that you're not using.
Yeah.
You could have several streaming services. I don't know if you've got Netflix, maybe you've got Disney Plus. You know, really look at those expenses and say, do I need three or four streaming services?
Are they really all necessary?
Exactly. Are they, you know? And I know sometimes one or two is great, you know, to try and get that coverage and keep everyone in the family happy, but three or four, probably not essential. And it's really useful to even consider renaming, like set up your savings account and rename it to something like emergency fund or peace of mind fund, just to reinforce its purpose. So every time you see it there, if you log into your internet banking, you're not going to say, oh, yeah, there's my little stash, and it's your emergency fund. It's not your luxury cash, it's your emergency fund.
You know, I like that you made that tax rebate one, because that tax refund, rather, because I know I'm supposed to save that money. It's already got a plan already. I will cry if I don't get it. If SARS doesn't see me through this year, it is on budget already.
Yeah, and I'm hearing you. And actually, if you've got a budget and you've sort of had to think about what your tax refund is probably going to be, you're actually off to a really good start, because it shows that you're planning, you're thinking about that, you've considered all of the income sources that you've got, and one of them is tax refunds.
Definitely.
You know, and you know where that money is going to go.
Yeah. You know, once you've worked so hard for your savings, where should you place them for growth? Tell us, Erica, what must happen now? How can my savings grow?
That is such a crucial question, because I think the temptation is for us to look at our bank accounts and go, oof, we've got a nice little balance in there, but it's actually not going to help us, because most so-called savings accounts, and I'm sort of putting those in air quotes, actually aren't really savings accounts. They're day-to-day transactional accounts. What we call our savings account, it's not really that, strictly speaking. It's our everyday account. And those accounts don't earn interest. And the problem with that is twofold. First of all, money's not going to grow. Second of all, it's actually going to lose value. Any money that you keep in your transactional account, because the inflation rate is currently 3%, but it's set to go up to 3.5%, maybe 4% sometime this month, potentially, you know, and with the global economic crisis and the situation in Iran and everything that's going on, all of the knock-on effects, you know, there's a good chance the inflation is going to go up. And what that means is if you're earning zero interest and you've got, let's say, I don't know, 10,000 grand in your bank account, you know, it's going to lose 3% in value if you do not put it into an interest, into an inflation beating savings account, a high interest savings account.
Sure.
And look, your bank probably offers those. You don't need to go outside of your bank necessarily to look for a nice high interest savings account. You just need to look at the products that your bank offers. The nice thing with sticking with the bank that you're already in is that you can transfer that money out into your high interest savings account relatively easily. You know, you can automate it. You can, it's easy to pick up the money and move it across to transfer between accounts. The catch there, of course, is if it's easy to transfer in, it's easy to transfer back out again. So you need to watch out for that.
Yeah.
But when you're looking at a high interest savings account, check whether it requires a minimum balance. So it might want an opening balance of something like 500 grand or 1,000 grand. So check for that. Mm-hmm. Look for fees. Very crucial. That can eat into your savings very quickly. And look at withdrawal limits, because when we talk about emergency savings, you know, you need to be able to access those funds on spot.
Exactly.
You know, you don't want to have to be waiting around. Yeah.
You don't want to be waiting for 30 days.
Exactly. Exactly. Which is why we're not even going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about 30-day accounts. We're not going to talk about accounts that require that kind of notice. In the emergency savings context, it doesn't help us. It doesn't help us if we have to wait 30 days. But, you know, the head gasket bill on the car, we need that money now.
Exactly.
You know, it's so, yeah. So that would be the first one, that inflation-beating high-interest savings account. Call or notice accounts will generally give you a higher interest rate, but they do require notice, say, around about probably 7 days. It depends.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at money market accounts. And again, most of the banks actually offer these. You don't even have to go to an investment platform necessarily, although you may well get a higher interest rate if you go with a unit trust on an investment platform.
Okay.
But if you go with a money market account, they are low risk. They're short term, meaning that you can access your money. And again, check the notification period. But I know that there are money market accounts with major banks that require zero notice. You can get your money straight away. So that's crucial. And then consider just a pot or a wallet. You know, a lot of the fintech apps and digital banking platforms let you create separate sub accounts.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you need to make sure that you're going to get paid interest. Because if you're not, you're going to lose at that inflation
rate.
You don't want that. Yeah.
Very interesting. Now, can you offer some tips for making money towards an emergency fund, given that unemployment is so high?
It is so high. And you know what? Even if you are blessed enough to have a job and to have kept that job, you know, salary increases have been so low in the past few years. You know, the economy is struggling. And so, you know, what we find quite often is that income increases are 2% or less. It's actually quite frightening. And that means, you know, if inflation is 3% upwards, you're losing year on year. So side hustles, extra income, absolutely essential, whether or not you have a job, you know, whether you have a full-time employment stream or a part-time employment stream, side hustles are really what you want to look at. And what we found very encouraging with the Money and Me survey is that 36% of our respondents have a side hustle. And those respondents are very representative of South Africa at large. So we can actually extrapolate and say, well, probably roughly 36% of South Africans, if not more, actually do have a side gig, a side hustle. Mm. And the most popular one we found with the survey is actually buying and selling online. There's lots of enterprising ways that you can purchase items and then sell them again.
Okay.
And then other popular options were selling food and beverages, and that's a lovely one. That's got an easy step on point. You know, if you want to make platters, you know, maybe do a food or snack stall, you know, takeaway party platters, that convenience, people are looking for that. You know, people that are busy, they're working, you know, they that kind of service is always worth doing. And it's not impossible. Most of us have got some cooking skills, some of us more than others, but you know, usually that's something that's got a pretty low step on point. The other one that was quite popular is beauty or hair services. So if you've got a knack with hair extensions, let's say, for example, or nail care, that kind of thing, trading or selling things online. That was another one. Well, not online, sorry, offline. Mm-hmm. And providing transport services. That was a big one as well, because, you know, whether you're doing courier deliveries or whether you're doing taxi type services, those are things that you can actually do part-time potentially. So that's another big one. And then there are others that are even easier to access, things like tutoring. And you don't have to be a whiz. You know, there's a lot of parents that don't have time to tutor their kids that are in earlier grade school, you know, and so basic English lessons, basic math and science, you know, you might be able to assist with that. With babysitting, with reselling clothes, you know, these are all things that most people can do. You know, they're not impossible. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is, for many of us, you know, side hustles really are becoming essential. They're not optional anymore. Have a think about what you enjoy mm-hmm. and see whether you can make a side gig from it.
Okay. Listen, we are running out of time, Erica, but this was really an insightful conversation. Don't know, is there anywhere where we can get more of this info?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to our website, it's justmoney.co.za, you'll find all kinds of useful information, articles that can help you get started with side hustles, can help you budget, can help you develop your emergency fund. And there's also some handy calculators and other tools on the website. And if you create a profile, you can get your free credit score and keep an eye on your credit accounts as well, which is highly useful, and access other financial products and solutions as well. So it's worth considering that.
Oh, Erica, thank you so much for this insightful conversation, and have a lovely day further.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.